Hachette Audio presents The Incurable Romantic and Other Tales of Madness and Desire, written by Frank Tallis, read by Simon Shepherd.
Preface. The Roman philosopher Lucretius is famous for writing an extended poem titled On the Nature of Things. It contains sections on a wide range of subjects, such as the movement of atoms, the cosmos, time, and a great deal of psychology. Among Lucretius's writings on the mind and behavior is a description of what happens when people fall in love. He observes that the besotted frequently become agitated and stirred up by insatiable desires. Sexual union, often passionate and violent, results in only temporary relief, because lovers always want more of each other. Lucretius seems to be describing an addiction. He uses language that suggests that falling in love is a little like becoming ill or even worse, going mad. Love, he says, is like an unconquerable disease, and lovers waste away from wounds that can't be seen. They are lovesick. Weak and neglectful of responsibilities, they behave foolishly and fritter away fortunes on excessive gifts. They become jealous and insecure. After describing all these symptoms, Lucretius employs a device that many stand-up comedians use. He subverts our expectations to make us laugh. He says, "That's what love's like when things are good. Just imagine what it's like when things get bad." All of a sudden, he is no longer a classical philosopher, but a friend or drinking companion. Lucretius proceeds to tell us what happens when love goes wrong. Lovers become delusional and lose the power to make objective judgments. They experience a kind of ongoing hallucination. Ordinariness or even ugliness is perceived as outstanding beauty. They can't keep away from their beloved, and everyone else in the world becomes insignificant. Lovers become abject and helpless, and what pleasures they enjoy, sensuality, mutual delight, serve only to limit them. The goddess of love, Lucretia warns, has sturdy fetters. It's interesting, even remarkable, that a Roman philosopher dead for over 2,000 years can supply us with a description of lovesickness that we all recognize. In this respect, it doesn't seem that human nature has changed very much since classical times, but Lucretius doesn't stop there. He refines his argument and makes a distinction between love going well and love going wrong.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?